Ah, yes. Now, we have been to the name change department. Brucing is in ING. We've sacked that because if you Google it, it's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about Brucing.
Yeah.
So Brucing, Brucing. Australian term, where a person leverages off another person or event to really make it all about them. And the original, the OG Brucer, who owns it. That's what we love about him, Fletch. The great man, Zach Bailey's on the line. G'day, Zach.
G'day, Sugar. G'day, Fletch. How are we, mate?
Hello, Zachary. I'm good.
Lord Brucing. Lord Brucington.
Good to see you guys. You guys are as professional as ever.
We've only been doing it for 12 months.
Yes. Now, Lord Brucington, there's nothing better than a fellow Brucer catching out another Brucer. Can you take us through what unfolded in your social media world this week?
Well, I try and stay off the socials, but, Sugar, it's hard when I am a Brucer, and I try my best to catch people Brucing. And like, I think I said a couple of weeks ago when you had me on, by the way, I thought I'd get my next phone call from you gents in 2022. So it's great to be back on air with you guys. But awards season, whether it be Emmys or whatever they're called over in the States, thank God they're on at the moment. You know, a lot of people are around. But the NRL awards, the AFL awards season, great time to Bruce. And the great Sarah Jones from Fox Footy, she's a great operator down there. Ollie Wines, the winner. As soon as he was announced, bang, Instagram. Shout out to Ollie Wines. But it wasn't on the night. It was an interview from years ago.
Yeah. Okay, in the photo. In the photo, Zachary, is Sarah in said photo? Oh, yes, Bruce.
She's in the photo.
Guilty.
Read the font, please, Tex. Fletch.
Who's Tex? Tex Hoy. Well done, Brownlow medalist. Such a proud moment. Oh, for my hometown. Gotcha. A coocha.
That's a brilliant Bruce, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the best. And like I said, for anyone listening to this, if you've got any photos of Tom Trbojevic or any photos of Nathan Cleary or any of Cam Munster, whoever it is, whoever takes out awards, Clive Church, or whoever wins the premiership, whoever wins our EM medal next Monday night, be ready to Bruce. I've been through the archives. I did an interview with Nathan Cleary a couple of years ago. I'm ready to go if he was to win it. Turbo, I wasn't down there in the Corso that night that he had a race against Harry. I wish I was. But see, Harry could bring that back out if Tommy wins. That would be sensational Brucing. Yeah. If he shares that again and he takes the headlines again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll tell you something about Harry. Yes. We approached Harry to do a skit, segment with Hindy. He said, speak to my manager.
No.
He wanted money. They wanted $1,500.
No.
Harry, you're an A grade.
No.
You got to play
that. That's perfect time to Bruce. I mean, it'd be funny to see now how he'd go Fletch because he'd want the limelight again.
Do you know what, Zachary?
He's been starved of it, young Harry. Yeah.
Lord Brucington.
Can I just say, you just bruised off me this morning, Sugar.
Did I?
Well, when you, in a way... I don't know if you've... I haven't seen the video anywhere, but Fletch, I was walking downstairs to get a coffee at our NRL headquarters this morning where Sugar does his Sportsbet podcast. He records every Wednesday morning. And he walks through the glass doors and all he does, he just gets his phone out and just shoves it in my face and just starts filming. And leveraging off me being Bruce.
Yeah.
Right. So I got you. So you're Brucing off...
Brucing off Bruce.
Yeah, but this is where you get it wrong, boys, because you're thinking like you, Zach. You're assuming that immediately it would go on social media. Brooksy, has it turned up anywhere on social media?
Not on any platforms.
Yes. Neil by Bruce Vegas over here, buddy.
Can I ask you a question? Again, we were asking Kath... Lockton down there in Melbourne about the AFL halftime entertainment. And have you got any mail about the NRL halftime entertainment?
Great question.
That you could maybe not give us, but maybe a cryptic clue. Are we looking? Could it be a big overseas star?
You've got to word me up on these things.
No, I know, but I just put you.
I could make a phone call or two. I've been head down following all the match news and whatever over the last 24 hours. So. I could come back to you. I could speak to my people. Get PBL on the line and see what he's got up his sleeve because he always produces. He has over the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
By the way. Is this part of the Brucing, right? You are part of the Brucing board. Phil Gould, he got a tweet from a bloke called Ben Ellis. He says, wasn't Brian Fletcher dropped from reserve grade to first grade? The reserve grade coach had enough of him. Phil Gould writes,
true that.
That's the way it happened. Reserve grade coach had enough of him, true. Wouldn't pick him. True. I said to drop him, said not to drop him. He insisted he was right. But I said I would take him to first grade. I predicted he would play for Australia. He did. Is that Brucey?
Yeah,
that's a little, yeah. There's a little bit of Brucey there.
Yeah, We just wanted. We just needed a photo to support that tweet.
Yeah.
We needed Fletch with his big afro back in the day. Mm. We needed Gus there and his trackie just laying down the law. Yeah. You'll play for Australia one day. That's what would have made that tweet.
Yeah.
But, have you got anything to take to the board?
I got one here. This is so. A lot of ex-players tend to do this as they get older, the more they get older.
Oh.
And the great Steve Maven, who I know, Steve, is a champion bloke, does a great golf blog, by the way. Mavo did this. This was before last week's game. It's a photo of him playing at the football stadium in his South jersey, leaving Les Kiss behind, playing for North Sydney, and his title was Game Day. Is that Brucey?
Yeah. He couldn't get more centred.
Yeah.
Not his game day.
You know who else is good at that? Gary Jack.
Jimmy Jack.
He's a good game day bruiser.
Do you think they're aware that they're bruising?
I don't know.
If you're aware you're a bruiser and then the following week you do it again, you're digging it.
Downtown Bruce Vegas. Absolutely. Anything else? Sam Burgess, has he been bruising?
Oh, yeah. What was that one? I think Isaac Luke. Okay, yeah. Isaac Luke has retired. Sammy, this is a... Sorry, Sammy.
Classic Bruce.
I know you're getting stuck in those tubes on SAS, but what an absolute pleasure. Like, my eyes are shot. What an absolute pleasure to compete with Bully Luke, who's Isaac Luke. Congratulations on an unbelievable career. 287 games, 45 tests for Kiwis, blah, 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 blah. But if you just put a photo of
Isaac Luke
play on, but then Springsteen comes along and sorry, Sammy.
So, Zacho, aside from all the bruising that's going on at the moment, as you say, and I love the advice you've given to many about how to properly bruise, and I love that you own it. What are you hearing about this week? What's making news at NRL HQ?
In terms of actual news away from bruising, because that is my number one focus. You know that Monday through Friday.
I do.
Well, the big news is around the Tigers and just the change... this event or narrative around that. I mean, we were on air at 5 o'clock Monday afternoon and we thought we'd find out some time within that half hour or so that Madge would be let go by the club. And then sensationally, 24 hours, he's safe for another 12 months. And the Tigers are coming out and saying that he's the best man for the job. So if I'm Michael Maguire, I mean, he's released a statement today saying that he's as determined as ever and he can't wait to work alongside Tim Sheens. But you've got to think, I mean, you're the head coach of a club with so much infighting and so many leaks that you couldn't feel safe. And the sad thing is for the Tigers is that if they start next year 0-4 or even, you know, they probably need to be 6-8 or something to start the year for pressure not to be on Michael Maguire.
I tell you what's going to be the rankest thing, that first week in November when the players get back. Imagine all the built-up anger Madge is going to have on the players. They're going to get absolutely flogged.
Whack.
You've got to quickly do a handsome.
I'd like to see at Concord, I'd like to see Madge put the entire Tigers board through a couple of training sessions. Take them down to the Palm Beach Sandhills and see how they'd go. They might stop talking about him to the media afterwards.
You know what? We need. I reckon the Tigers board, you remember the show The Mole?
Great show.
Okay, yeah. The Tigers board need to... do a show called The Mole, and the two people who have to come in, when they find the two people who have been leaking, if there has been two, when they leave, you know the two have got to come in. Bengalir would be perfect. He's a natural leader, and he holds court in a room. He would be great. And so too Barry O'Farrell. Put those two on the board, and we need two
Barry's
to go.
Barry's got a dark history.
Oh, yes.
Taking the sling.
Yes, hey, sling McSling.
Hey, Zach, are you on a rocking chair on your porch? What is that creaking noise?
I'm in the office. I'm not too sure. I'm throwing a little plastic footy around, bouncing off the walls.
I'm hearing some. What time do you work till? It's 5:42.
Mate, rugby league, finals time. We don't clock off. You could text me at 9 o'clock with some mail and I'd have to get out of bed and chase it.
You wouldn't be in bed. What about
that's right.
Panthers, your team, your adopted team?
One of my teams.
One of your teams, but you go, what are your thoughts on them? Has the wheels fallen off?
Say what?
They're the walking wounded, aren't they? I mean, Joel's been every week again when he comes in here on a Wednesday, but he believes in them more than anyone else. I like to believe in them, but I said to Jimmy Smith on Tuesday on SEN that if Penrith pull off a victory this weekend, given the battered bodies in kick-out or Nathan Cleary's shoulder at the moment, and given that Melbourne, Red Hot, had the week off, Josh Adokar returns, Brandon Smith's fine to go, it'll be one of the great finals wins in recent memories.
Zach, have
They're
you
got... well outside.
Oh, 100%. Have you got the... What has actually happened with the fear scenario, the Justin Olam scenario? How's that all gone down?
Great question. I don't know for sure, but again, we discussed this morning, if he's not the best centre or in the top two centres in the game, then we're all kidding ourselves. I mean, he's in there. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but administration error, I believe.
That old chestnut. Now, today our topic has been looking for, confessing to stuff you've done as a kid, maybe as a kid, as maybe as an adult. For example, Joel rorted a...
Blue Light Disco.
You
burnt down a scout hall.
Yep. So have you done anything that you've never told anyone, Zach, that you would like to get off your chest now?
Hey, you've put me on the spot here. I'm pretty clean skinned, you know me, Fletch.
No.
If this segment was about you, we'd be here all night.
Everyone's got some skeletons.
Yep, even so.
Even
minor.
Barry O'Farrell.
Yep.
Yeah. I was at a mate's house. This is what came to mind, which is bizarre. I was at a mate's house. I was about 8 years old or something, and there was a packet of Jaffas. You know the old orange lollies in the fridge, chocolate coated Jaffas or whatever. And they were in the fridge, and we took a handful of them, our mouths were full, and the dad came out, and he roused on us so hard, and he said, who stole these chocolates? And to this day, it's going to the grave with me. Well, it was until then. That's the only thing. That's the worst thing I did growing up, Fletch.
Good boy.
Did you blame anyone else? Because that would have really...
My finger was pointing straight to me, mate, next to me, and he got taken inside, and I said, well, that was the end of that friendship at 8 years old.
Hey, I've just done an audit on your account. You haven't been brucing a lot lately, Zach.
I said, I'm stuck in Sydney, 1.5 metre lockdown restrictions, etc. Everyone up in Queensland's brucing and I can't. So I'm quite sad about it. So that's what I think everybody should bruce as much as possible so that I can feed off the energy of everyone else, whether it's retirements, the great Sam Burgess and what he did with Isaac Luke, whether it's awards nights, whether it's the premiership winners. That's a great one. All this time of the year is fantastic for brucing. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Hey, Zach, what's your lodging scenario? Like, do you live by yourself? Do you live with mates? Do you live with a partner?
I live on my own.
Gotcha. Do you have a two-bedroom place or, like, have you got a spare if someone wants to crash over? Or studio?
It's a one-bedroom apartment. What are you getting at here for?
I think he's trying to wonder, is there a Mrs. Bailey out there?
No. Just wondering what goes on in the loft. I like to get to know our guests a little bit more than the average radio station.
Yeah. So is there a Mrs. Bailey?
We can take it offline. No.
Ooh, offline. There it is. Corporate speak. Jargon.
He used one before too. What was one he dropped?
Park it. Park it.
No.
Stay in your lane.
No. Well, what did you use before?
I don't know, but I heard you saying offline earlier today in the office, so I made sure I brought that one up.
Let's just park it here. It's a grey area.
Yeah. Let's have a deep dive on it a bit later on.
Yeah, let's frame it.
Yeah.
No, I just was wondering what's going on in your life, because you're saying you're stuck in Sydney. What do you do for relaxation or enjoyment?
I do have myself a bubble buddy. Let me just leave it at that.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Downtown DMville. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
And then what happens is we've been trying to speak to people about it. Do they have to sign a stat deck to saying they're only going to one bubble?
I hope so.
Okay.
Will this bubble person, is there a chance that you may be sharing the rent soon?
Ooh. Well, if you speak to my mates, they believe that might be the case, but I don't believe it will be.
Well, what do the other men say? Oh, hang on, Brooksy's saying break. I don't know if he's saying that you should be breaking up with her or we're breaking, but either way, we better go.
good on you, Zacho.
Hey, keep the bruising spotting up as well, mate. Outstanding.
As loose as ever, gents. Thanks for having me.
there you go.